couple of furniture things about the rifle. I didn't mention it earlier, but the A1 stock length is a very nice kind of idea going on with the rifle. They could have done like an A2, which is really long, a kind of a wild length of pull. The A1's just a little bit shorter. You can obviously move your scope further forward for your length of pull, but it just makes the rifle a little bit more compact. It's obviously not the Knights Armament M110 stock that has an adjustable length of pull in the rear, but this stock does work pretty well. I would probably swap out this stock to something like a Magpul PRS or something else that gives me a little bit of a cheek riser option and a little bit of weight maybe and some rubber back here for recoil pain mitigation. But this stock right here is not bad. I'm probably going to keep shooting with this stock for now. Maybe swap it out later and we'll be fine. Like I said in the beginning, the trigger is fabulous for the money that comes in this gun. I have a DMR from another company that costs a lot more, and they just send a mil-spec trigger, which I understand. They expect you to swap out what two-stage trigger you like or single-stage trigger you like, but PSA throws a really nice two-stage trigger into this gun so you can start going right away. And so I really enjoyed this trigger. It works quite well, and that is super nice. The quad rail is pretty fat. It's not really a huge issue, as you can see when I'm mounting my night vision clip-on, because I'm sure you guys have, you know, $10,000 night vision clip-on, so throw on your $1,200 DMRs. But when you have a night vision clip-on, the rail is fat enough to fit a PEC 15 or another IR illumination device and your clip-on, your thermal clip-on, your night vision, so that is good. But this rail is a little bit fatter than I believe the Knights Armament M110 rail is. Part of that might be trade dress, where they can't make it too similar looking or too similarly sized. I wouldn't mind if this rail got a little bit slimmer, and that's where you say, we'll just get an M-lock, and yeah, if I want an M-lock, I'll buy one. But the rail worked fine for everything I was doing. It is just a little bit chonky. The weight of this rifle, just to cover it real fast, with the suppressor, with this scope, with this Harris bipod, which I highly recommend, ditch the Magpul, is 14 pounds and 14 pounds, 1 ounce. With the night vision devices all added and this electronic level, this goes up to 16 pounds, 9 ounces, unloaded. Those are both unloaded weights. So you add a loaded mag, it's about a pound and a half added. So you're looking at, if you build this rifle out without the can and with a scope, you're looking at probably around 13 pounds. You run it loaded, you're looking at 15 pounds. So about the same as any other DMR out there. Definitely more than your standard AR.